Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anaya. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find out what this is. There's a $67 charge on my bank account, and this is the number attached to it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. If you could provide me with your zip code and your first and last name, I'll be happy to see what was ordered on your account.
My first name is Mindy. That's M-I-N-D-Y. Last name is Word.
What's the last name?
Word.
W-O-R-D, Word?
Yes.
All right. And could I have your zip code, Ms. Mindy?
71701.
71701. All right. And can you verify your address for me, please?
174 Washita 143, Camden, Arkansas. Zip code 71701.
All right. Your account is loading. Our system is a little bit slow, so please forgive me.
You in that trunk.
And may I ask what kind of account this is?
We represent over 100 online vendors. Okay, Ms. Mindy, I can see that you ordered the Elite drone on the 23rd of December, and you paid the shipping and handling cost of $8.25. According to the terms and the conditions, you did not cancel within 48 hours, so you were then charged the full price for the drone, a total of $67.32. Would you like to cancel this so you're no longer charged in the future?
Yeah, I haven't ordered no drones.
So would you consider this fraud?
Yeah, I'm sorry, do what?
Would you consider this fraudulent activity on your account?
Yes.
All right, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department. You're going to hear a brief silence, but do not hang up. I'm just trying to get you transferred over.
Okay. Thank you.